I'll tell you what, this week's been trepidation, like they say, after Mindy set me up for an answered prayer. But I appreciate your prayers, because prayer works. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I've got this lovely theme of an answered prayer. But I want you to journey with me. I want you to kind of just drop those walls and traditional way of thinking that you might have had over the years, and journey with me, because I believe God's going to show you some real good truths this morning. And because of that, I entitled my message, Unanswered Prayer, The Sun Always Shines Above the Clouds. I don't know about you, but if you've lived in places where it rains a lot, Melbourne, London, I lived in London for 12 years. And sometimes you get used to the atmosphere of it being cloudy. And then finally you get on a plane, and you take off, and within the first 5 minutes, something happens. There's a miracle that takes place when you get through the clouds. And what happens? You see the sun. The sun who you haven't seen maybe for many days or months. And it's a reminder, the sun always shines above the clouds. And that is God's kingdom. In the New Testament, it says God is light. His kingdom is light. It brings light. And so this morning, metaphorically interchange light with the sun. The sun. The sun shines. His sun, his kingdom is always present, even above the clouds. Good morning to our online viewers as well. Glad you've joined us, and I'm sure there's going to be great wisdom for you through the Holy Spirit this morning, if you enjoy. And so, just like the sun always shines above the clouds, so God's kingdom and his will for our lives are more to have a more abundant life here on earth is always in existence. It never changes. It's always constant. God is not random. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we need to differentiate between the sun shining above the clouds, God's kingdom, and what happens in our lives. They are not the same thing. And often in life, when we have an unanswered prayer or go through trials and tribulations, we get spiritual or mental vertigo. And we combine the two. But I want to remind you, this theme throughout my message this morning, the sun always shines above the clouds. And the clouds can represent external or internal barriers, blockages, physical, spiritual barriers that prevent us from seeing the fullness of God's kingdom. Sometimes God's timing can be seen also as clouds. But they are different because there's always hope in him. So I've got a slide there for you with some 80s games. Who remembers Atari games? And then Nintendo came with color. Wow. Donkey Kong. Who remembers Donkey Kong? A few people here. And people born in the 2000s and onwards think. It's very simple games, isn't it? You know, back in those days, it's binary, the game. You can see the first tennis game there. That's it. That's all there is to the game. And so this morning, I want to give you one of the biggest spiritual truths in God's kingdom in the most unspiritual way. And I hope you remember it. The aim of the game when it comes to unanswered prayer is to get above the clouds. That's it. That is what we on earth are born to do. That's what God intended for us in the garden, and the cross restored that. And so sometimes we succeed, and other times we don't. And don't check out on me. At the end of my message, I'm going to talk about what happens if it doesn't happen the way we wanted it to happen. But the first part of my message this morning, I want to encourage you. I'm setting up a great platform to encourage you that there are things that we can do in this life that God wants us to do and be partakers of his kingdom. And so what is my 50%? Because we have a role to play as humanity. God in the kingdom says, rule over this earth, have dominion. And so what's our 50%? And it's 50%, which is great because there's another 50%. And this is our faith walk. So again, this is not works. This is not a religious sermon this morning. We are saved by grace through faith, but this is faith in action. This is what it means to have faith in action. So Psalm 115 verse 16 says, the heavens belong to the Lord, but he has given the earth to humanity. And some of you might know about that other psalm where it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Yes, and then he goes on to say, but he's given the earth to mankind to steward. And that's the scripture throughout the Bible that you will see that we are partakers in the kingdom of God. And for anything good to happen on this earth before Jesus comes again requires man to cooperate in God's will and be aligned with his intent. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we sang it, the first song this morning, the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Whose responsibility is it for God's kingdom to come? Or just sitting, waiting for God? And so what I want to do this morning is demystify some of this, you know, thing about unanswered prayer. Because I do feel maybe over the last 10 years or so, 15 years, Christianity at large has become very fatalistic and reactive around that and lost track maybe of what we as Christians, as a church, can bring to this. And Mindy set it up great last week about spiritual authority. And I'm going to touch on that later today as well. So I'm going to give you all New Testament scriptures too. Very intentional that we don't mix old and new covenant. And each of these little ones I covered today has got its own sermon. So I'm going to fly through them. I'm going to skim. And we're going to believe the Holy Spirit illuminate just something in your spirit that you can dive deeper on. So excuse me if I don't spend a lot of time on these elements, but I'm going to give you seven. I thought seven is a good number. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's got a good ring to it, doesn't it? We like the letter seven, or the number, sorry. So let's go. The first one is doubt and unbelief. James 1, verse 6. We've just finished James, but it keeps coming back. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he or she will receive anything from the Lord. That right there sounds like an unanswered prayer. Maybe just paraphrased. You with me or not? Yes. Great. We've got people going this morning. Later in my message, I'm going to just touch on unbelief and doubt. How to get rid of it. Matthew 13:58. Then Jesus told him, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own family. And so he did only a few miracles there because of the unbelief. That sounds like unanswered prayer. Little miracles. We all believe for miracles, but Jesus could do few. And as I'm sharing with you these principles, this first one I chose to be first because you can place value on everything that's shared this morning, dig deeper, or you can treat the Word of God with contempt and miss out. And the word that is actually used here, unbelief, can also refer to honor. A prophet is honored. And so the Word of God, we can treat the Word of God with contempt and say, God, I'm special. Because what unbelief is, it's actually pride. I'm too special for the cross to have had its full work. My circumstance is different. The cross didn't cover my circumstances. And so we place no value on the things of God or his principles, and therefore we miss out. Number two, lack of knowledge and understanding. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. That sounds like answered prayer. If we can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so as you renew your mind, as you dig into the things of God, as you have a hunger, he will show you revelation about your circumstances. Maybe to pray for specifics. Just recently, I've had a revelation of a specific in my life about coffee. And I had a real conviction about it, and Kat sent me something simultaneously. So I'm walking my own journey with the Holy Spirit, and I'm like, too much coffee, too much coffee. And then my wife sends me something on WhatsApp about coffee. How incredible is that? And amazing that if you have too much coffee, it strips the calcium and magnesium out of your body. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that. I thought there's articles only good, you know, about coffee. And so sometimes we need revelation to be specific about health, about our circumstances, about finance. Because if we don't pray according to God's will, if you don't renew your mind, you'll pray hit and miss. You're like, okay, is this God's will? And you can't have confidence in your prayer that you're actually praying his will. About 10 years ago, Kat woke me up at 2 a.m. with some serious cramps. And I started praying for her, and she was literally agonizing pain. And I just felt, and I was searching my soul. I'm like, I prayed for the liver and the kidneys, the spleen, the colon, and I was grappling. I knew it wasn't her stomach. And then we went for the tests. It was her gallbladder. And I knew it was specific, and once we found out, we could pray into that specifically. She renewed her mind about what it means when you've got gallstones. She went on a journey physically. She renewed her mind, how to help herself physically through that. And she was booked in for keyhole surgery to remove her gallbladder. And the week before, she's like, I haven't had any pain for a while. And we're like, well, you've got to be sure. If you want to cancel the surgery, you've got to be sure. And so she just went on a spree with ice cream and chocolate and fatty stuff that, you know, kicks in a gall attack, and she didn't have anything. And we canceled the keyhole surgery, and God helped her through renewing her mind with specifics. And I want to talk to you what Mindy mentioned before about the law reforms. We live in a society that's getting darker and darker spiritually, and it's getting harder and harder to renew your mind and find truth. And your normal service that you had 20 years ago just to get by as a happy Christian is moving. You've got to be intentional now to still live a victorious life in this world. You've got to search it out. You've got to be on your knees. The spiritual attack is heightening. And the veil of darkness is thickening. But it's the opportunity for God's church and his kingdom to shine even more so in this day and age. Number three, don't ask. We don't ask, and we ask with wrong motives. Mindy covered the scripture the other day as well. And in the middle there, yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask for it. Or we ask with wrong motives. That sounds, again, like unanswered prayer for me. And this part is just what I want to focus here is on our heart. Your heart towards God. Your heart towards the things of God. He's not going to give you someone else's husband or wife because that's not his intention. If you're married, it's for life. There's a covenant. And so if we ask amiss, if we don't pray according to his will for the lotto just to be spent on your lavish lifestyle rather than be intentional with his kingdom things, it's just not going to work. And it probably segues into the message I had a few weeks ago as well about trials and tribulation, where God is after our heart and our relationship with him. Number four, unrepented sin. 1 Peter 3, there's one for the wives. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them in understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of grace in life, that your prayers may not be hindered. That sounds like unanswered prayer. not inferior. Let's not start something here this morning. But unrepented sin brings a blockage between you and God. It's not God trying to harm you or hurt you by not answering your prayer. We do that ourselves when we go where we shouldn't be going. And the quickest way, some of the biggest breakthroughs I've had in my life is when I repent and just say, God, I'm sorry. I know I've been an absolute goose. Forgive me. And going to someone else and saying, I'm sorry, and I repent. The biggest breakthroughs I've had in my life, immediately I know the blockage is removed between me and God. And He's answered some amazing prayers for me, even as I repented in that sense. You know, when you look at the Old Testament, that's probably the main key why God explicitly in the Old Testament said He didn't hear people's prayers. Unrepented sin and rebellion. And you can check it out. 1 Samuel 8, Psalm 22, Job 35, Micah 3, Zechariah 7, Isaiah 1, Jeremiah 11, Ezekiel 8, all the prophets. It's just God's people having turned their back on Him. Number five, lack of understanding and the lack of understanding the power of our words. I love what the Amplified says in James. And the tongue is, in a sense, a fire, the very world of injustice and unrighteousness. The tongue is set amongst our members at that which contaminates the entire body and sets on fire the course of our lives. It sounds like the tongue can propel us in places we might not want to go. The cycle of man's existence and itself is set on fire by Gehenna. And an unrenewed mind, all these things I mentioned to you this morning build upon each other. And an unrenewed mind, if we don't tame our tongues, it sets the course of life. And we don't necessarily want it. And Kat and I have learned to keep each other accountable. Whenever someone says something that's out of line, we say, take it back. And we take it back. We physically say, we remove that. And we repent there and then. Because words do have power. Proverbs says death and life's in the power of the tongue. Creative power. Remember, many years ago there was a saying, sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that's not true. Words can, and they do. And that's why as parents, the responsibility with our kids, not being just wayward with our mouths over them, telling them that they are a tool or something insignificant or whatever, and then wondering in their teens why they go astray or rebel or don't like us. We need to renew our minds in that. And I don't want to condemn this morning, because again, I can sense people are thinking. But I'll tell you what, there's power with repentance, and there's power in God's kingdom once we start practicing those principles. And it's never too late. There's always hope with God. Number six, lack of understanding our authority. And Mindy mentioned that last week. Luke 10, behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And sometimes we wait for God rather than God's waiting on us. Your kingdom come. God says, okay, good. What are you going to do? Yeah. Get on with it. Please. He's eager. The kingdom of God is eager to work with us in that sense. And I feel as well, I just want to share another spiritual truth with you. When Jesus was tempted by Satan in the desert, and he said, if you bow down before me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. If it were a lie, Jesus would have rebuked him and said, mate, that's not real temptation. The kingdoms belong to me. It wasn't so. Jesus knew it was a truth. He saw the kingdoms that Satan owned. And that is still a spiritual truth today. The cross didn't take away the Satan's kingdoms on earth. The cross made available the opportunity for Christians to remove the kingdoms of Satan in this world. Number seven, the last one, spiritual attacks, blockages, and curses. And tonight, Jenny is going to talk about spiritual warfare, and you don't want to miss that. 5 o'clock, make sure that you get to that service. Matthew 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. The disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? That sounds like an answered prayer. Why couldn't we do it, Jesus? Now, don't miss this. Jesus is changing tact because of your unbelief. Now, Jesus is talking about unbelief. He's not talking about the demon anymore. And he said, because of your unbelief, and you will say to this mustard seed, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here and there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind only goes by prayer and fasting. And Jesus isn't talking about the demon, he's talking about unbelief. Remember earlier I mentioned unbelief. And unbelief, if you want pride to be stripped in your life for the God's power to flow through you more, prayer and fasting. And I'm so glad we're doing this month of prayer and fasting, because prayer works and fasting helps. It humiliates, it humbles the body's cravings for you to be more in tune and aligned with the Holy Spirit so that the power of God can flow through us. And all these things, I'm saying, that can be addressed, all these seven things, is intimacy with God, because the Holy Spirit will lead you to a place where you know maybe there's something that you can do about the situation you're in. And now I want to close with the second part of my message. So what if it is not up to us? If you've done all these things, you've got a clean conscience before God and it's still not working, what then? I'm living one of those. I'm living many of those. And I don't want to be a hypocrite here today to say, no, you do the 5 steps and it will work for you, because it doesn't sometimes. What do we do then? You know, Kat and I had a prophecy about having 2 children one day. And then we had our first pregnancy and Kat had a miscarriage. Not long after, Nathan was born. And we're working through this thing because God said, be fruitful and multiply. Why will God be against his own principles? So when people say, maybe it's not God's will for you to have more kids, I don't believe that. And like Abraham, I will believe God until I'm 80 or until he takes me. I'm okay with that. But I'm not going to stand and say God is different to his kingdom principles. And Kat and I followed these steps. We've had our confessions. I've prayed for kids since I was in my early 20s. We thought we had it sorted. We had spiritual covering. And just if you're wondering, yes, we've done spiritual deliverance too. We've cleaned cupboards trying to get kids, and it just hasn't happened for us. So what do you do? What are you going to do? Especially when it's final, when it comes to death. Death of a loved one. What do we do if it didn't work out? For me, there's only one thing you can do. And that's to stay close to God. What is it going to help us if we withdraw and get all disappointed and become numb and turn our backs on the one who's the only answer that we've got? What's it going to help us? being miserable for the rest of your life because it didn't work out the way you wanted it to work out. And so my challenge to you this morning is, when our prayers are unanswered, it's more about how you respond than why your prayers weren't answered. And so the aim of the game, remember earlier I said, what's the aim of the game? It's to get your head above the, or to get above the clouds. When your prayers aren't answered, it's to get your head above the clouds. Even if those barriers are still there, even if the clouds are still gloomy, the important thing in your life is to get your head above the clouds. Because the sun is still shining above the clouds. God's kingdom is still there. He still reigns. He's still on the throne. His intention for you is still good. He is still love. And He wants to show you things. And that's where you become blessed. Remember Thomas? Jesus said, Thomas, you believed because you saw. Blessed are those who believed and have not yet seen. If you haven't seen the promises of God, He will take you places in your mind equivalent to only heaven, not what you can see on earth. That's the promises of God, is when you get your head still above the clouds. That's why you can be in prison, you can be depressed, you can have mental health issues, you can be disappointed. You get your head above the clouds, you put your hope in God, and He will show you His kingdom. And in the end, if you don't quit on God, you will see Romans 8:28 come to fulfillment, that all things work together for good. So I've got one slide left there. This is something that I've always reminded myself. And the Holy Spirit inspired me on this from a young age. Life happens in your head. You choose. It's a choice how you feel about it. We live subjectively here on earth and require an objective benchmark to make sense of it all. The Bible, this is the only literature book on earth that has an objective view to your circumstances. Everything else is subjective. Every other book that's been written is man-made. Creation and the witness of the Holy Spirit are the only objective benchmarks you have in your life. Why do you want to throw it away when you go through a hardship? And if you don't quit on God, He draws you in and He shows you the truth. So this morning, we're going to have extended worship. And I want you to be active. I talked about faith in action. I don't want you to sit there. I want you to be active this morning and come. Grab communion. If you need to repent, if one of those seven things made sense to you that you're convicted about, you need to repent, come have communion and come repent. And if you're disappointed, if you, especially the Holy Spirit impressed upon me this morning for the death of a loved one unjustly, disappointment through the death of loved ones, to come and find healing and forgiveness. So this morning, the team's going to take us through that. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
Welcome to another Macquarie Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message. Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this message. For more information, please visit macquarielifechurch.com.au.